You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 992, hour number 3. We have just a few pieces for the third hour. Three pieces. We'll hear two in the first set and the bulk of the hour, 45 minutes, will be for Kenneth Gabarro's choral piece, Maladetto. More about that later. First, we start with electroacoustic and electronic music. First, from Triple Point, we'll hear Jupiter Smiles, and this comes from a phase transition from Pogus Productions, released in 2014. Music by Triple Point, directed by the late Pauline Oliveros. Music recorded at the MPAC Studios in Troy, the Experimental Media and Performing Arts Center in Troy in August of 2012. Troy, New York, that is. And from Sophie de la Fontaine, we'll hear Tout ce cause de Junon. All because of Juno, sticking with Roman mythology. And that takes text from the original Ovid translations of the myth. And this is from Accord Ouvert, released on Empreintes Digitales in 2019, Swiss dancer and composer Sophie de la Fontaine. This is Triple Point, starting out the shorter piece, Jupiter Smiles.
Thank you. Chasse aux cerfs, Narcisse rencontre Écho.
Rencontre Écho, les mots.
Cette nymphe qui ne savait que répéter, les mots.
Que répéter les mots. Les
mots.
Que répéter les mots. Les mots. Écho.
Et les mots.
Les mots. À cause de Junon, qui se faisait chaque fois avoir par Écho. Quand Junon voulait surprendre Jupiter allongé avec une nymphe, Écho lui tenait la jambe avec ses longs discours, pour que Jupiter puisse déguerpir avec sa nymphe. Lorsque Junon s'en était enfin rendu compte, elle lui avait dit
« Tu ne pourras désormais qu'exercer un pouvoir réduit avec ta langue. » Tu ne feras plus qu'un usage très
tu ne feras plus qu'un usage très
de la parole.
Maintenant, Écho ne peut que répéter la fin de nos paroles quand on a fini de les dire.
Maintenant, Écho ne peut que répéter. Folâtrée dans les bois, elle s'enflamme immédiatement pour lui. Et sans perdre une seconde, elle le prend en filature.
Et sans perdre une seconde, elle le prend en filature.
Et sans perdre une seconde. Et sans perdre.
Thank you.
et son handicap l'empêche d'engager la conversation.
Par un heureux hasard, Narcisse, séparé de ses compagnons, dit
« Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici ?»
Ce à quoi Echo avait répondu
« Quelqu'un ici ?»
Narcisse regarde autour de lui et crie « Viens !»
Echo lui crie la même chose.
« Viens !»
Il scrute à nouveau les parages et ne voyant personne, ajoute « Réunissons-nous,
unissons-nous,
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 répond la nymphe avec un plaisir non dissimulé. Joignant le geste à la parole, elle sort de la forêt pour jeter ses bras à ce cou tant désiré. Mais la fille s'enfuit et crie « Ariel, je mourrai avant que tu ne profites de moi. »
Cependant, l'amour grandit d'avoir été repoussé.
Les angoisses lui volent son sommeil et rendent son corps misérable. Echo devient si maigre qu'elle se volatilise dans les airs. Il ne lui reste que la voix et les os. La voix reste intacte, mais ses os frêles se transforment en pierre. Et c'est ainsi que depuis, elle se cache dans les forêts. Personne ne la voit, et tous l'entendent. Seul le son survit en elle.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 992, hour number 3. And that was our first set, the only set in the hour. The rest of the hour shall be for Kenneth Gabbro, Maladetto. More about that in a moment. We started with Triple Point and Jupiter Smiles. That's from Phase Transitions from Pogus Productions, released in 2014. Triple Point featuring Pauline Oliveros. Music recorded at MPAC in Troy, New York in August of 2012. And following Jupiter Smiles, keeping to a Roman mythology theme, we heard All Because of Juno, Tous Cause de Juno, and that's from Sophie De La Fontaine's CD Accord Vert, released on Empreintes Digital 2019. And that's electroacoustic music in stereo medium, and text taken from Ovid, music realized at the composer's studio in Brussels in 2013. What we'll hear from Kenneth Gabbro is a piece ostensibly about screws and screwing, Maledetto, which is named fully Lingua II Maledetto, composition for seven speakers. And in this seven-voice composition, you'll hear vocal adventures and a discourse on engineering, physics, philosophy, history, and, of course, juvenile innuendo, as you shall hear. This is narrated by Alan Johnson, and the duet is Eleanor Barron and Bruce Liebig. The quartet is soprano of Winifred Golden, alto of by Linda Veckerman, tenor by Howard Cook, and bass by Philip Lawson. This was directed by Kenneth Gabbro and recorded at the University of California, San Diego, June 10th, 1973. This release of Maledetto came out on Pogus Productions in 2008. A reissue of the CRI LP from 1974, and also features the composition for percussion Antiphony 8. What we'll hear is the entirety of Lingua II, Maledetto, composition for seven virtuoso speakers, Kenneth Gabbro on Martian Gardens, and again the Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and links is martiangardens.blog.
is a cylinder having a spiraled thread and a corresponding spiral groove winding round it in a uniform manner. Screw is also a reversed mechanism in which the interior of a cylinder is provided with a corresponding uniform spiraled thread and groove into which a screw as first defined may fit. This basic definition may be expanded somewhat as follows. 1. Drachmann sees the screw as the application of a mathematical concept to practical use. 2. Wilkins, in 1648, saw the screw as an instrument. 3. Tubner says the screw is nothing but a twisted wedge which is not hit by blows. 4. Cochrane insists that the screw is a combination of the screw principle with the lever principle. In my opinion, the screw is basically a nail or shaft with grooves. There is some justification for this point of view, since historically the nail seems to have preceded the screw. In fact, one might refer to a nail as a smoothly shafted screw, and conversely to a screw as a groovy shafted nail. However, before proceeding into a more technical discussion of these points, I should mention that while the screw seems to have been known for a very long time, its etymological origin, at least, is unclear. Beist and Kluge refer both French and Teutonic forms to the Latin scrofa, meaning to sew. This seems reasonable, since scrofa closely relates to forms which appear in other languages and which do, in fact, mean screw, in some sense. For instance, compare scrofa with Old French, escrew or escrow. With modern French, écrou. With modern Low German, schrube. With Swedish, schrube. With modern Icelandic, skrufa. Or with Danish, screw.
But if we were to androgynate,
or dive in the dark,
or culbatize,
or hoist in,
or rush up the strait,
or slide up the board,
or perform a wipe at the place,
could you take the push?
Aha!
That's the trick.
Exercise in.
Combinationally, the male-female screw form one of the
spoon on in
the six mechanical powers, being a modification of
rasp in
inclined plank. The powers are
pile drive in,
tubed wheel power,
quim in,
everlasting
winch power,
stick in,
lever power,
belly in,
pulley power.
Bump in to what? Meaning
wedge
who to
power.
Who?
Meaning.
And.
How to how?
Meaning
screw
when
power.
To when?
What?
Meaning.
Morality.
To what end?
Where to where?
Screw
meaning
energy
A to
is
A.
Transmitted by means of a hollow cylinder, the female's
meaning
screw
what?
Of approximately
meaning
equal diameter with the solid one, the male's
rate
screw.
Of
landlords.
Hence, the one will work within the other.
Simply the maximum
meaning
that can be screwed out of.
By turning the hollow cylinder while
people
the other
rack
one
what
is fixed, the latter will pass through the former
meaning
what?
And will advance
meaning
every
screw
revolution
meaning
through a space equal to
meaning
the distance
meaning
between
the meaning
two
screws
contiguous
what?
Turns of the thread.
Screwing into the hearts of men by degrees.
Meaning,
as the screw is a modified
what
end,
enough.
There's no difficulty estimating the mechanical advantages obtained by it.
No.
If we suppose the power to be applied to the circumference of the screw, and to act at a direction at right angles to the radius of the cylinder and parallel to the base of the inclined plane by which the screw is supposed to be formed, then the power will be to the resistance as the distance between two contiguous threads is to the circumference of the cylinder. In practice, however, the screw is combined with the lever and the power applied to the extremity of the lever. Therefore, the law becomes the power is to the resistance as the distance between two contiguous threads is to the circumference described by the power. In this case, the effect of the screw is increased by A, lessening the distance between the threads, B, making the threads finer, And C, lengthening the lever to which the power is applied. The law, however, becomes greatly modified by the tremendous friction prevailing. The uses of the screw are various. In the most general sense, it is an invaluable device for holding things down, that is, in the application of great pressure. Interestingly enough, the entire question of the screw as a pressure device did not clarify itself immediately. For example, at an early stage in the development of the printing press, Stradanus in 1490 writes, "It is difficult inserting the slide at random to get the page centrally under the screw of the press, failing which the platen tilts and applies pressure unevenly. Rails are therefore introduced to guide the sliding bed. But, as the screw is held vertical only by passing through the top crossbar, usually called the head, and by the guidance of the side members, or cheeks, some wobble may still occur at point of impression. The screw is therefore made to pass through a lower member."
Go, meaning ear, meaning...
Meaning what?
In.
To what end?
To anima famosa.
Go, meaning fear, meaning...
Meaning what?
Fixing.
To what end?
Go, meaning ah!
To putting the prepared pipe in the fundament.
Meaning pa!
With the first short pipe screwed into it.
Meaning rah!
Meaning what?
Apparatus.
To what end?
Meaning
to...
To screwing.
Meaning
Patterns.
Meaning...
From the mold.
Go, meaning ow, meaning...
Meaning what?
Go, meaning duh, meaning fair, meaning K, meaning...
To what end?
Body is somewhat later in 1520 constructed a somewhat heavier press.
To leave in the impression that thread on
thick, and the barrel of the screw was
meaning
8 or 9
what?
Inches in diameter.
To what end?
This press had a square hose instead of a hexagonal one, quite in contrast to Jostemann's, in which no hose is visible at all, or in Blow's press, where the hose mechanism is replaced by spindles which pass in direct motion through circular holes in the till. This device was easier to adjust than a well-fitted box hose and helped to regulate screw pressure. On the other hand, much earlier, Heron is quite aware of the screw as a pressure device. True, his machines were less complex and they were used for simpler work. Nevertheless, it might be of value to quote a portion of his mechanics as found in the Leiden manuscript. In this case, Heron is describing a twin screw press. Note the attention to and concern for screw pressure. Now we shall tell about the work with the presses, with which you can press with force and power. They are among the most powerful there are, and the most perfect. We say that the beam that is called the mountain is only a lever which a weight presses down, and the weight that presses it down is on its end that is lifted above the ground. And as long as it presses, the juices will not stop flowing until the weight sits on the ground. Although they are very powerful, their pressure is not also strong by continuation. Therefore, it is necessary to repeat from time to time the turning in the pressure. These pressing instruments are easy to work. They can be moved and put up any place we want, and there is no need in them for a long, straight beam of a hard nature, and there is in them no hindrance from stiffness. They are free, pressed with a strong pressure, and the juices come out altogether. And we have to repeat the pressing again and again until no more juices are left in the pressed substance.
Again, meaning hurt.
Key.
To screw a
press. Meaning when?
False.
To lock the door.
Meaning will.
Skeleton.
Meaning you.
To stand on the screw. Instrument.
Meaning stop.
To not bolt.
Prison.
Meaning
To rack or good. Turn.
Meaning
key.
Key. To turn the screw.
Meaning
on.
Meaning
to stretch your limbs with screws.
Meaning
and pulleys. Extortion.
Go.
To torture. To crush the thumbs of the Jew with vice and screw.
Meaning what?
Penal.
To what end?
To get him to tell you where he buried his treasure.
Furthermore,
fuzz. To get a head screw.
Yes, stop, blah, blah, lush, damn it, snuff, soak down, smith, incognito, bum, bar, to grab, touch, tavern. And go. Tangle, swizzle, and snap. Helpless, lumpy, wet, snug, brute, elevate, tight cut, chucks, thirsty, jugman, wide, vit, soul, prime, gay, huggy, dip, yap, waddle, high, buffy, tea, fall, hard, up, swiggler. Go over more. Battle, fly, bloat, ace. Hit. Mash, mix, pop. Shoot. So rattle me a rock.
However, in another sense, it's clear from the Minas Codex, edited by Nix, that Heron really doesn't know how to compute the effects of the screw, though he's credited with the development of the basic screw line. Parenthetically, there is disagreement here, for Pappus insists that the screw line, often referred to as the snail on the cylinder, called cochlea by the Romans, was first constructed by Apollonius of Perge in 170 BC. In any case, Heron takes into account only the difference between the radius of the handle and the screw itself. Actually, screws for holding down, as we know them, were not really clarified until goldsmiths devised them for locking, that is, for bracelets and the like. Although, if I remember correctly...
But... If we were to go beard splitting,
has provided one of Byton's catapults with holding down screws,
or rump split twat tromboning,
or quiplinching,
Incidentally,
or buttonhole working.
Drop cannot use biton as evidence for anything.
Aha.
He also thinks
that's
that Shrem
the
is wrong in this case, because...
What?
Holding down screws should more properly translate a drum...
Would...
Around prick. Which a rope is wound.
You...
Push...
Do...
Pelias...
After...
Back...
That...
Put...
The drum...
Go for a bit of beef, cockfighting, giblet pie...
And...
A haircut, or to go for trout in a...
Then holding down screws
peculiar
not
river,
into
who knows?
It was possible to make male and female
no,
screws of...
Take it long. Aha.
That's the trick.
Never mind.
Screws for moving and adjusting are quite another matter. One of the most significant early instruments is credited to Archimedes and is known as the endless screw. He is personally supposed to have used his instrument with a windlass to pull a fully loaded three-masted ship on dry land, and by combining the endless screw with the windmill, a combination first mentioned in 1404, it became possible to drain land, and... In Orobasios, the endless screw, for medical reasons, was used in the chest of Nymphodorus, and, according to Diodorus, the Nile Delta was irrigated by an endless screw. And, again, at a certain point,
you
Orobasios is concerned with how the endless screw can move a tortoise. A tortoise is fled for dragging loads, I quote.
Fogged.
The screw passes through a hole, but inside the hole, a broad iron plate has been driven into the tortoise. The plate's called a
fox.
Now, the tooth of the tortoise engaged with the screw thread.
Get off your
muzz. Caught up by the tooth of the screw one way or the other.
Paralyzed.
The plate called the little tooth.
Squiff.
Reaching
out
the screw in the hollow screw thread itself.
Cup dog. Clinch.
Press.
Trade flush. Overshoot.
For speculum.
Wet. Tripping Mary Potshot. And.
Straining. For convey nourishment.
Move, succubus.
Contracting.
Sectorially.
For spiriting the female.
Eat.
Oralizing.
Nurse.
For wonder about the curiosity of
people. Inhale and let.
Hoping.
Succumb.
From these simple for wishing and succulently. For moving and adjusting has found many applications.
Mouth.
Some noteworthy ones are.
Eat.
One, my common tools such as used for telescopes and watching
now.
Devices. Two, precision instrument screws such as used in Gunner's Level around 1614.
Suck.
Three, threaded screws as fixing devices such as the early 16th century armor fittings. Four, screws as flowing devices such as the probably Hellenistic gear. Five, screws for reduction of velocity such as those used for lifting loads according to the Chronicle of the Gervais the Monk, Curse 1200. Six, surgical instrument screws such as illustrated in his book, the Mantras. Incidentally, several specimens are still extant. Seven, stopper screws, such as are described by Cipriano Picapasso for his pottery bottles, and furthermore, in Heron's template for screw making and in self-stuffed
drawings. Meaning what? To what end?
Screwing your mustache with deliberation.
Meaning what?
To be all in a screw.
To what end?
And in the double screw.
Meaning what?
To be propelling.
To what end?
Into seeing how the subtle serpent with screws whole body.
Meaning what?
To be compressed.
To what end?
Into being screwed up into your heartbeat.
Meaning what?
To be ridiculous.
To what end?
And in the cogwheel.
Meaning what?
To be a mistress of school.
To what end?
Into tight lacing.
Meaning what?
And the screwjacket.
Screwed up half and into vanity.
To what end?
Into a pick-me-up
screw nail.
To be taking screw every morning.
To what end?
Into a little dose of bitters.
Meaning what?
To be hurt in the back of the
which, by the way, is formed
to what end?
The larger and the smaller, the form being screwed internally
to
the ladder
to
screw
into what end?
Into screwing your body.
Meaning what?
To be making them shoot
the
which way you
two
please.
To what end? To
giving
turn
aim.
The cheaper, larger,
to stay.
The progress of the compound screws the difference in pitch, which results in very great power. And furthermore, one must mention game devices.
In the end, though, you come
in
wanting. You come with props and engines. You come with screws and pulleys.
One is a small stake.
You come with agitation. You come with design.
And retires again.
You come religiously.
Still, but presenting
you come to raise my love and devotion.
The moving forces
you come lawfully.
In the end, though, you come.
You come cunningly.
The seeds run out
you come
through a narrow hole.
You come forcibly.
You come
secretly.
You come with agitation.
You come politico.
Design.
You come all over me. You
going over a drum.
You come.
It has to turn back.
To raise my love and
over a pig
devotion,
wound round the other
you
way.
Come lawfully,
and stop,
you come
and move again.
Cunningly,
there is a length of slack thread
you
between
come
the two windings.
Forcibly,
the slack thread is stuck on the drum with wax,
you
so
come
that it will not hang
secretly,
down and get caught in the other machinery.
You come.
If an action has to happen
politico,
only once, such as a backcloth being dropped,
come
it may be worked by a separate
me,
weight which is released by a
bitchy,
thread pulling
want.
Out the pin. The moving stage runs in and out on three wheels. It may be moved in and out by another set of wheels that are lowered or lifted by a screw furrow engaged by a peg. A movement of the arm of a puppet, as in hammering, is produced by pins on a wheel acting on the short end of a lever. wedge has been used from very old times for splitting things. A very special use is seen in the perfume
in the
press
end you come
pictured at
in
Pompeii.
Sweetness. You come in perfume over the pressure of feet. You come
the
in expression with lemon lime and bergamot.
Of the axe.
In the end, you come. You come in enfourage.
You come in
maceration.
Possibly it is the other way around.
You come with your fixatives.
The lever is found everywhere in
nature. You come with jasmine. You come in the name of orange.
The wheel are very old indeed.
You come to reduce the revolting odor.
In the end,
the auger
you come
translates a circular
you
motion
come
between
with
the
hyacinth.
One along its axis.
You come in perfume over the
pressure
related
with tuberose.
You come
possibly
in expression by lemon, lime, or
you come arousing my scent pouch to a
flame. Of the rotating shaft, first applied
you
come
your fixative.
It was extended by the Alexandrian
you
jasmine
come all
into the
over me,
you come in the name
sweet.
Of orange. You come
in medieval
to
times,
reduce
metal screws
the revolting
were
odor.
In the 19th century, they were not made with points.
You come with hyacinth.
The hole had first to be prepared.
You come with
for the full
tuberose. You come
matters were complicated
in
by
dilution.
The fact that glue was prohibited by guild
you
regulations.
Come
thus,
arousing my scent pouch to a
problem.
Fury.
The fixing
you
of locks and bolts and other attachments
scraping.
Up to the late 17th century was done
you
by nails, not screws.
All
eventually,
over
screws
me,
took
you
the place of wedges in the crafts of the locksmith and the watchmaker.
Sweet.
Today, screws are machined, and machines are screws. This was not always so. Originally, machine screws were made by hand. Under this primitive system, no two screws were alike. When a screw had to be replaced, it was difficult to make another better fit.
Swallowcock fat cattle. Canary bird fancy faggot. Cast off feather.
Henry Maudslay, about the opening of the 19th century, a period referred to as the paleotechnic phase, gave great study to the production of uniform and accurate screws, laying the foundation for the modern, interchangeable type. Maudslay's passion resulted in his screw-cutting lathe, obviously a decisive piece of standardization. Leonardo's work with the screw seems to have been far in advance of his time, so much so that we assume it to be original. His notebooks contain many sketches of long lead screws used to control mechanical devices for reproducing the screw itself, and as such fathers the modern concept of the use of the screw in tool making.
In the end, you come.
In the end, you come. In kneading, you come. Artificially inseminating.
In the end, you come.
In social variables and selected standards of service.
Artificially inseminating.
The factories began producing tools at a lower price than
you come in social variables and selected stud service.
A preference for homemade tools.
You come as a statistical donor of
many
how
traveling
and
blacksmiths
why.
Roamed the villages.
You come in my pudendum with instruments of wax and rubber, of leather and gutta percha, diletto galleon.
You come broom sticking.
You come injecting.
You
come emotionally. You come culturally.
You come presumptively.
You come superiorly. You come all over me, you bitching need.
Improvisation played a large part in the village workshop. It influenced the design of future equipment. Examples are the famous stone-weighted beam drill that operated without a screwing down mechanism, and the homemade slip wrench, which was an adjustable spanner made without a screw, but much esteemed by tradesmen for its power to grip a worn nut.
Front door working. Giggler!
In the end, you come.
You come in slang and selling.
In goodness.
You come in tobacco.
Of butter.
Go through.
You come in silk.
The chief you come abundantly.
In the attainment of accurate and uniform pitch of the screw threads.
You come all over me, you bitching good.
For instance, an error of 1/10,000 of an inch in pitch between screw threads would probably go unnoticed if there were only half a dozen turns. But, say with 24 threads to the inch, given a screw a foot long, the error would be multiplied by 288, such that the screw would bind and jam before going far into its counterpart. Ingenious means have corrected such errors, and screws are nowadays turned out very cheaply and with great accuracy. There are two basic methods for cutting a screw thread by hand. In method A, one should mount a metal rod of desired diameter between the centers of a lathe, then fix a cutting tool on the slide rest of the lathe, forcing it against the rotating rod. Then repeat this process until the thread is sufficiently deep. Then match it with a master screw to test accuracy. In method B, one should use a screw die and die stock, then fix the rod and the die stock with the die straddling the rod, then rotate the stock until the thread is cut by the dies being pressed together gradually by a screw in the stock. A female thread may be similarly formed with a screw tap worked into a hole with a wrench. In modern screw making, however, only the above principles are followed, for screws are made on automatic lathes designed to cut a large number accurately in one operation. Machines are now so thoroughly automatic that an attendant can watch several of them such that vast numbers of screws can be turned out at surprisingly low cost with almost perfect accuracy. By employing change wheels on the lathe heads, the number of screw threads may be altered from one standard size
if
to another.
In the end,
I am not certain
you'll come.
In any case,
in
I should have screwed myself up to accept.
Gaming,
as I am
the farrier pronounced.
Do you
her
suppose
a
Christina
most
was prophetic?
Doc, complete screw.
Replied Sir Austin. If you had a pure,
an unhealthy
blood
condition,
air barb, would you pass him with
you come
a screw
all over me? You bitching game.
No, that was the use of wind.
You'll come. Out. Court. Court. Fuzzy floor fell. Graveled. Gutted. Keyhole knocked up. And monkey metal mopped. Nazed. Nogged. Dag down dulled only to I electrify exalt. Lap under. Let far fly. Loop. High. Lush. Hearty. Lear. Ants. Again.
When you compare this remarkable precision and productivity to statements by Cellini, who thought that a male screw should be made 3 fingers thick, or by Stevens, who thought that a screw should usually be at an angle of 30 degrees, we have indeed beyond doubt. Come a long way. On the other hand, it might be of interest to compare these modern techniques with a passage from Heron's Mechanics. I quote, "As for the female screw, it is made in this way. We take a piece of hard wood, whose length is more than twice the length of the female screw, and its thickness like that of the female screw. And we make on one part, on half the length of the piece of wood, a screw in the way we have already described. And the depth that the screw turns on it should be like the depth of the screw turns which we want to turn in this female screw. And we turn from the other part as much as the thickness of the screw turns, so that it becomes like a peg of equal thickness. And we draw two diameters on the base of the piece of wood, and we divide each of them into three equal parts. And we draw from one of the two points a line at right angles to the diameter. Then we draw from the two ends of this line at right angles to this diameter on the whole length of the peg, two lines at right angles, and this is easy for us to do if we place the peg along a straight board and scratch it until we reach the screw furrow. Then we use a fine saw with great care until we have sawn down to the screw furrow. Then we cut off this third that was marked on the peg, and we cut out in the remaining two thirds in their middle a groove like a canal on the whole length, and its size should be half the thickness of the remaining part. Then we take an iron rod and sharpen it according to the screw turns. Then we fit it into the peg with the canal in it. Then we make its end come out in the screw turns after we have fastened the two pieces together so that the two are fixed to one another and cannot come apart at all. Then we take a small wedge and insert it into the canal-like groove and knock it until the iron rod comes out and lies between the two parts. When we have done this, we fit the screw into a piece of wood into which it has been bored a hole that corresponds exactly with the thickness of the screw. Then we bore in the sides of the white hole, small hole, side by side, and we fitted them small black round pegs and drive it in until it engages through.
Then we take the plane in which we want to make the female screw, and board it across the sides of the screw pad, and we make a joint between this plane and the plane which fit, and the screw is thrown across the screw pad and raise up. Then we insert the tape that carries the wedge with the hole that's in the plane which wants to cut the female screw, and we bore the upper end of the screw up in which place handle. We turn it until it comes into the plane, and we keep on turning up and down. So we have made the female screw.
Lionel was mounted on obvious screw, but in good going condition. Ah, Miser Hedge is just as great as screws ever.
It obviously follows from foregoing that the familiar types of screw are named for the thing to which they are attached, the sense to which they are attached, the function to which they are attached, the form to which they are attached, and the quality to which they are attached. For example, thing, as in bench screw. Form, as in countersunk screw. Function, as in thumb screw. Sense, as in flat screw. Quality, as in interrupted screw. There are also many special combinations, such as screw alley, screw box, screw coupling, screw dog, screw dollar, screw drill, screw eye, screw eye, didn't have any eyes, screwed up, screw gear, screw grip, screw gun, screw joint, screw machine, screw mouse, there's an ill-shaped mouse, screw plot, screw plate, screw propeller. By the way, subscribe to the formula, that is the real subformula, as opposed to the Nagle subformula, V plus F minus S over V inch, V equals the speed of screw, S speed of the vessel, F velocity, the factor F being 2, the frictional resistance of the vessel, screw pump, screw rod, screw regulator, screw spanner, screw press, an example which is described elsewhere, screw tool, screw turn, screw driver, screw cap, screw worm, screw wrench, since it belongs to a screw such as screw arbor, screw curve, screw head, screw hole, screw motion, screw post, screw shafting, or an appliance that's operated by a screw such as screw bore, screw valve, screw pad, and in the objective genitival sense such as screw chasing, screw cutter, screw maker, screw slotting, screw driven, and screw takes on other forms. For example, 1886 Encyclopedia Britannica, volume 21, contains the following screwable, which is a rare word today, screwed, screwer, screwiness, screwing, screwish, used up to and including objects which in fact are really screwless, such as in the screw pine, for a species of pandanus. In tropical countries, Pandanus utilis is highly valued for its edible fruits and the fibers of its roots and leaves. The leaves of Pandanus odoratissimus also yield a valuable fiber. The name of the screw pine is suggested by the perfect spiral arrangement of the leaves, easily observed in mature specimens, and also from their resemblance to the pineapple. By an accord signed in Washington, D.C. on November 18th, 1948. The Screw Thread Standardization Committees of Canada, the United Kingdom, and the United States accepted a common standardization of screw threads for their respective countries and called it the Unified Thread Standard, or UTS. The UTS standards are published in the ASA publication, Volume 1, 1949, and are given below. Eventually, it is hoped that these standard screw classifications will become universal.
It already is.
Meaning
the standard
what?
Screw thread series.
I mean all over.
I mean overall.
To what end?
Special series letters not employed.
Of course.
Meaning what?
To use the standard
can
series.
Can you put your finger on it?
Of course.
To what end?
Standard
you're simply forcing the meaning of words.
Not soon enough.
Just are.
Does it die soon enough?
Soon
one.
Meaning what?
A screw.
UNC
a screw.
And NC for generally a special or rapid assembly is required.
Just over.
Two. Fine thread series.
To what end?
And for application.
Meaning what?
Greater strength and length of engagement is limited. Three extra fine thread series through
to what end?
FNA or highly stressed parts. Four eighth thread series through 8N substitute for UNC and NC for
general
large on 1-1. Five 12 thread series through 12 UN and 12N. A continuation of UNF and NF darn 1½ inches. 16 thread series through 16 UN and 16 UN
and
UNF. Screwing up misdemeanors of the colonies, for example.
UTS recognized 8 thread classes, dignity manner allowance, screw allowance, or screw tolerance. These classes, which are
short
legitimate, are.
We're not getting anywhere. Screw B.
One screw class 1A, 1B, 5 deliberate allowances or assemblies and threads are dirty or slightly damaged.
Screw palm.
Two screw classes 2A, 2B are production of bolt screws, nuts, and other commercial fasteners.
Swiss cannon rammer.
Three screw classes 3A, 3B for close tolerance work are no allowances.
Ride! Precisely.
To what end?
Four screw classes.
Meaning what? Is it?
External and internal threads. However, in addition to the UTS class, there is also the ATS American class, the WTS Wentworth class, the BATS British class, the MTS French class, and the ISTS, the international class, all of which makes screw
that would be fine.
Okay.
The screw system is slightly different in each case.
Expire. Breathe in. 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 Expire. Breathe in
Is this supposed to be an exam or something?
It should be fun. They used to call us taking a screw.
I think it is fun, don't you?
Come on.
That's it. Breathe. Expire. Two.
Breathe. Expire.
There's a dot by say consists of five joint types.
One press card.
Two press
loose swipe.
Three free-fitting mechanical joints.
Kenny,
five loose-fitting mechanical joints. Shoo,
the goose swipe.
Three, expire.
Shoo, the goose swipe. Kenny rock. Shoo, the goose swipe. Kenny rock. Shoo, the goose.
Machine screws are defined according to head types as follows.
Being.
Flathead.
Miraculous mortal muckabus.
Roundhead.
Boozed.
Philister head.
Budgie.
Breathe, expire.
Fused.
Hexagon head.
Blind.
Socket head.
Eyeballs
are classified as rivet, nut, or screw and can be had on a swivel.
Brood!
Driving recesses for screws used in modern practice are hex socket.
Bit.
Phillips.
Bost.
Drilled spanner.
Beard.
Fluted socket.
Overseen, overspared, overtaken.
Breathe! Expire!
Slotted spanner.
Clutch!
Buzzer drive. One way.
Expire!
Set screws are used for fastening things to shafts to prevent relative rotation. They are available in a variety of head and point styles, such as hollow oval point, hollow flat point, hollow hackdog point, square head cone point, square head cup point.
But
breathe!
Expire!
Set screw holding power is proportional.
Putting the devil into hell. Grinding our tools.
Shaft hardness should be at least 10 Rockwell C points less than the set screw
point. Split arse mechanic or sucking the sugar stick or losing the match.
Pencils are used to prevent loosening of a threaded fastener
in stakes.
A wide variety available that differ vastly in design, performance, and function. Some examples are...
Could you say what you were doing?
One seating lock.
That's the trick.
Three prevailing clock.
Four
wedge.
Five blind. Six quick
perhaps.
Breathe! Expire!
Hotel screws are available in cone and gimlet points. Self-tapping screws are available according to body form and head types. ASA classifications are...
Breathe! Expire!
Sharp point for starting a game. Type B, a blunt point space bread screw. Type B, used for locating interline holes. Type C, another blunt point type. Type U, hammering mechanically forced into the work. Type D, for
using lock pre-tapped holes.
Type F, another blunt point type. Type G, for lifting materials. Type J, same as type D. Type B, F, used for reduced stripping. Parenthetically,
putting
inserts are useful in many cases to provide increased thread strength.
We sprung slew. If by mellow pushing, we overtook palatic witness. If by clear,
we expire.
Pudge, we snuff.
Me, what?
Make an appropriate.
To what end?
For press
line. Meaning what?
Change the program.
To
stop screwing.
Meaning what?
Restriction.
Arrays.
The index of a dual loop may be a fixed point variable.
Input.
Try one.
End statement.
Flow chart.
Back language.
To what end? Two.
If our in screws go conditional statement.
If our in screws go
if our in screws go conditional statement.
If our in screws
go conditional statement.
If our in screws
go conditional statement. In screws. In screws. In screws. In screws. In screws. In
In 1929, there were 254 establishments devoted to the manufacture of screws and screw products. The number of employees average for the year was 18,749, and the wages paid were $26,802,000. The value of the products of screwmakers was around $82 million. Admittedly, more recent figures would undoubtedly be higher. As a measure of how sophisticated the screw business has become, I should like to relate the following personal story. My brother-in-law has an unusual occupation.
He works for the United States government. He is an expert on screwing. Basically, he is in charge of which of the thousands of varieties of screws, particularly as used by the military, will become obsolete as a result of a new screw on the market. He is a dedicated man. Sometimes I kid him about being a neo-madam because, in fact, he acts as a go-between for the screw and the screwed. His end of the screw business is very complicated indeed. What happens is the following. A new screw. Pneumatics, certain implements outside of the five powers, the six powers according to modern thought, are described. Especially interesting are his devices, which produce circular movements as a result of hot air or steam streams. For example, There is an altar where a fire is lit, and the hot air from this hollow altar is streaming through four bent pipes. Makes puppets dance. Authorities contend on the strength of such playthings that the ancient Greeks could have invented the steam engine, if only they did not have slaves, which made such an invention superfluous. Clearly, this is not true, for among other things, the engine had to wait for the screw, as we know it, to be refined.
Meaning what?
Two attributes.
To what end?
To examine. Meaning what?
To deep.
To what end?
To the base. Meaning what?
To out.
If we...
To what end?
To dipped out. Rather deep. Rather dipped deep. Deep. Rather dipped. Dipped deep. Rather deep. Dipped. Rather deep, dipped.